I'm now going to read a short passage from near the end of the book. It comes after Henry Meadows has made something of, well, what he believes to be a mathematical breakthrough, which he does on the eve of D-Day. Part of the problem in terms of measurements and observations that these forecasters were faced with related to a ship, a weather ship, codenamed Wantack. And in the story, Meadows decides that the instruments on this ship have to be tested. I told people about my work with the Wantack gauges, and my positive attitude fed into the discussion, with hearty support from the American contingent. I think this, apart from getting the telephone conferences together physically, was where I made my contribution to it all. It was partly just a question of language, of conviction, of getting people to believe the story you were telling. Even the words you choose to represent such things can make a difference. What is the difference between a reasonable possibility, the nearest we can get to a certainty in these conditions, and unsafe but feasible? This is the marginal area we were in, reflecting the extreme complexity and rarity of the weather as set against that of a more typical June. The essential general point, which people never seem to grasp, is that volatility has a direct effect on predictability itself, as well as on whatever it is you are predicting. Or, another way of putting it, don't expect the same level of predictability all the time. This is a mistake often made by those who speculate in stocks and shares, but in fact its relevance is to the whole range of human activity. Why, having been thrown into life in the first place, and when everything else is so variable, should we expect predictability of all things to dance at an even tempo? It is just a smooth dream of comfort that life's roughnesses should yield themselves up with eyes of meek surrender like that. All the same, it is hard to live without such illusions.